This is VK2WI and VKE580 on 5425 kHz. It's time to take the relay of national amateur radio news from VK1WIA.
And this week, David VK4DN from the Bundy Amateur Radio Club, host of the 2024 WIA AGM. Chris VK3FY with this week's WIA board comment for VK1WIA national news. And recycle your batteries. Don't throw them out the window, particularly if they weigh in at some 2.6 metric tonnes and end up in the ocean. But wait, there's much, much more in this edition of news from the Wireless Institute of Australia. I'm editor VK4BB, Graham.
Hi, this is Chris Dimitrievich, VK3FY, with this week's WIA board comment, topic one, insurance. Insurance renewal offers will be going out to clubs soon. A reminder that all affiliated clubs need to maintain a level of WIA members in order to qualify for this facility. Topic 2, WIA AGM. The AGM in Bundaberg, Queensland on 4 and 5th May 2024 is quickly approaching. There is plenty of accommodation available in hotels, motels and caravan parks. So make the effort to attend the Bundaberg Convention and Expo and the WIA AGM. Topic 3, WIA Merit Awards. Please note that the WIA Merit Awards need to be in writing and submitted before the 31st of March closing date for nominations. If you think an amateur deserves a merit award, then you can nominate them using the nomination form available on the WIA website. Topic 4, WIA Call Book. Do you want a call book to be published by the WIA? Please email your thoughts to secretary@wia.org.au. Topic 5, contest definition. The WIA Contest Committee has drafted a set of definitions for recognised contests. These will be published shortly and feedback will be sought from the amateur radio community. This has been Chris Dimitrievich, VK3FY, on behalf of the Board of Directors of the Wireless Institute of Australia for this week's VK1 WIA Weekly News.
G'day, Australia. This is David, VK4DN from the Bundy Amateur Radio Club. It's now T-minus 6 weeks and counting for the National WIA Convention and AGM happening here in Bundaberg on May the 4th and 5th. Apart from the WIA AGM, we're hosting a great hamfest and commercial expo over the weekend with ICOM Australia, Elite Communications, JCAR and many other vendors attending with show specials up for grabs. There'll also be lots of guest speakers talking about a huge range of subjects over the 2 days and lots of giveaways and door prizes at the event. Our club members are excited to be hosting the WIA event this year and look forward to welcoming you to our region in early May. Our members will be monitoring the local town repeater on 147.800 with a negative 600 kilohertz offset. There is no tone required, so remember to bring your handheld radio with you. If you have any questions or to reserve your table for the hamfest, make contact with our club. 73 from David, VK4DN, Secretary, Bundaberg Amateur Radio Club.
Now, international news with Jason, Victor Kilo 2, Lima Alpha Whiskey.
Hello. Leading this week's international news out of Tunisia, the 20th IARU HST World Championship will take place in October from Nabuel City, Tunisia. HST, or high-speed telegraphy, challenges amateur radio operators to accurately receive and copy, and in some competitions to send, Morse code transmission sent at very high speeds. The host of the 20th IARU HST World Championship will be ARAT. They are the Association de Radio Amateurs Tunisians. Detailed information will be available in due time from the host. Somewhere out to sea in the Atlantic, discarded space junk from ISS splashes down. Tossed from the International Space Station in 2021, 9 batteries weighing a total of 2.6 metric tons re-entered Earth's atmosphere on Friday, the 8th of March 2024 in freefall, crashing into the Atlantic Ocean between Guatemala and Florida. In the days and weeks prior, the impending arrival of the so-called space junk set off alarms in various parts of Europe, with predictions being made of the damage the debris might do if any of it arrived in populated areas there. The European Space Agency's Space Debris and Independent Safety Offices provided updates to its member states throughout the day. In Bonn, Germany, the Federal Office for Civil Protection and Disaster Relief National Warning Centre alerted the public to the possibility of hearing a sonic boom or seeing luminous phenomena overhead. At the time of the battery pack's release, it was considered the largest object to be tossed out the window of the ISS. To news from New Zealand, the NZ government has for some time been planning to use part or all of the 3.3 gigahertz band for cellular use. And their national body, NZART, has been working with the regulator RSM to see what they could do to retain access to the band. As a result of the NZART submissions, RSM has agreed to allow continued amateur use in the 3300 to 3410 megahertz range for the time being, but they have decided that they will no longer allow individual amateur beacons, repeaters, and fixed links to be licensed in the band. With an exception, this being for the existing beacon operated by the Wellington VHF Group. NZART note, while overall this is good news, we must stress that there is concern in RSM that we could cause interference to the primary users of this spectrum and that sharing may not be feasible. YASME Foundation presents supporting grants and awards. The YASME Foundation has announced the latest round of grants and awards. Newsline's Kevin Trotman, November 5 Papa Romeo Echo, brings us up to date on the deserving recipients.
Two ham operators have been named recipients of the YASME Foundation's Excellence Award, which honors groups or individuals for their significant contributions at the technical, operating, or organizational level. The latest awards are being given to Philip Gladstone, N1DQ, and Paul Schreier, HB9DST. Philip maintains the pskreporter.info website, also known as the Digimode Automatic Propagation Reporter, which he created. His work has contributed much to ionospheric research through citizen science. The Gladstone Signal Spotting Challenge bears his name. Paul Schreier is a steadfast promoter of Summits on the Air and CW operations. He is a board member of the Helvetia Telegraphy Club for CW enthusiasts in Switzerland and an organizer of various amateur radio events. This is Kevin Trotman, N5PRE.
To Germany, the German regulator has announced that the call sign designation for the new entry-level N-class license that takes effect on the 21st of June will be Delta November 9, which adds a numeral to the previously announced Delta November prefix. The first examinations of the N-class license will take place on the weekend of June 28th at Ham Radio Friedrichshafen. The license conforms to SEPT specifications for an entry-level license. And wrapping up international news from the United Kingdom, join a friend and receive cash back. Here's a great initiative from the RSGB and an opportunity to get even more out of the RSGB membership. If you recommend a friend who hasn't been an RSGB member for the last 12 months, you'll both receive £10 cash back when they become a member paying by direct debit. And in a note on the RSGB webpage, it goes on to say whether you're an individual RSGB member or an affiliated club, you can sign up as many friends as you like. More the merrier. For VK1WIA National News, in Sydney, I'm Jason, VK2LAW.
This is VK2WI. We're pausing VK1WIA News for network identification. Would manual relay stations please identify? Thank you, relay stations. VK2WI provides this news bulletin on a range of frequencies from 160 metres through to 23 centimetres, along with relays via many regional VHF and UHF repeaters. We thank the operators of these systems for their time and effort. This is VK2WI and VKE580 on 5425 kHz. We now return to VK1WIA National News.
Now, operational news with VK4FUQ, Felix.
Hello there. Now, Qantas-wise, 2022. Yep, 2022. I didn't make an error. HI. The WIA Qantas Champion Peter Brown Trophy is awarded annually for the best combined effort in WIA-sponsored contests. It recognises those who have participated in multiple WIA contests and submitted logs throughout the year. There were a total of 327 contestants during 2022. It was decided to finalise the 2022 contest champion in the absence of the outstanding VHF-UHF field day winter and spring results. So the winner of the VK4PJ Pitted Brown Trophy for 2022 is Laurie Mew. VK5LJ with a score of 440 points. Laurie entered 7 of the 9 contests and won first place in the Ramsday contest, second place in the Oceania Phone and VK Shires contest, and third in the Harry Angel and Trans-Tasman contests. Laurie has now won the Pitted Brown Trophy 5 years running. Second place went to Diane Main with 408 points. Third, Alan Shannon, VK4SN, 360 points. Fourth place was Catherine Hammond, VK7GH, with a score of 300 points. Equal fifth was RC McKnight, VK2MT, and Abert, VK3TZ, both with scores of 268 points each. Now contest-wise, 2024. IAAHF World Championship, the second full weekend of July, that is 13-14. Trans-Tasman Leaving Contest, July 21st. This contest is another official WA contest and will count towards the Peter Brown Contest Champion Awards. Yoda Contest 2024. The next two sessions of this year's Yoda Contest will be from 10 hours to 21.59 hours UTC on 21 July and 29 December on the five classic bands CW and SSB. Not so much a contest, but you could claim a certificate. Radio Amateurs of Canada is once again holding a Get on the Air on World Amateur Radio Day special event, in which encourage as many amateurs as possible to get on the air and contact as many RAC stations as possible. RAC official stations will operate across Canada from 0000 hours Zulu to 2359 hours Zulu on April 18. The RAC official stations' call signs, and there are some 14, and will end with the suffix RAC. August 17-18, Remembrance Day Contest. ALARA Contest. Starts Saturday 25th of August at 0600 hours UTC, ends Sunday 26th of August at 0559 hours UTC. Yoda Contest. Youth on the Air Test, 3 of 3 will be from 10 hours UTC to 21.59 hours UTC on 29 December on the 5 Classic Bands CW and SSB. Now let's slide open the DX window. St. Helena Island. ZD7GG is QRB with a straight key on CW until the end of March. Reunion Island. QRB from April 7 to 18 will be TO7PX. SSB and FT8 on 40, 30, 20, 17, 15, 12, 10 and 6 metres. QSL TO7PX is via IK2DUW. Amateur radio operators from surrounding areas will assemble at Halifax, North Carolina, on April 11 to 13 to activate Special Event Station N4C. This activity is to commemorate the signing of the Halifax Resolves, which occurred on April 12, 1776. The Halifax Resolves was the first written instrument in existence, leading to US independence from England. It was approved unanimously at the 4th Provincial Congress, gathered at Halifax, North Carolina. It authorized the delegates being sent to the Continental Congress to vote for and encourage other colonies' delegates to support independence from England. This led to the US's Declaration of Independence being adopted and signed on July 4, 1776. For VK1WIA National News, I'm Felix, VK4FUQ in Ingham. Now, Repeater and Beacon News. We are joined by VK5OG and VK4 Baker Baker.
The RSGB's Propagation Studies Committee has released a new HF beacon list with the 10-metre band listings completely revamped. The old list, which was started by Martin G3USF Silent Key, has been added to over the years but was getting out of date. The only way to make it more accurate was to start all over again. The Propagation Study Committee made use of the reverse beacon network, which wasn't available when the list was originally created, plus listeners' contributions from around the world. from around the world to VK5 and Nathan.
Hi, this is Nathan, VK5 OG, on behalf of myself and Andrew, VK5 WX. Would like to make an announcement regarding the 2-metre C4FM repeater at Crafers here in South Australia on 147.2625 with a negative 1.6 offset. We now have a live Wires X and Wires F connection, the same room number, 89821, and we also have a DMR bridge on Talk Group 5055 through free DMR on the Australia 3 network. If you'd like to jump on the repeater and have a chat, you're more than welcome to. And once again, you can come through YSX, YSF, or free DMR on Talk Group 5055. Hope to catch you on the air soon. This has been Nathan, VK5OG.
Thanks, Nathan. Now, Media Watch, all aboard. Series 15, Episode 4 of Michael Portillo's TV show Great British Railway Journeys, Havant to Guildford, features Surrey Satellite Technology Limited and Professor Sir Martin Sweeting, Golf 3, Yankee, Juliet, Oscar. To see the segment, fast forward 20 minutes, 30 seconds into the show. Great British Railway Journeys.
This is VK2WI. We're pausing VK1WIA news for network identification. Would manual relay stations please identify? Thank you, relay stations. VK2WI is located in the northwest of Sydney at Dural. The site was established as a home for VK2WI in 1955 and is now the centre of operations for Amateur Radio New South Wales. This is VK2WI on a range of frequencies and VKE580 on 5425 kHz. We now return to VK1WIA National News.
Now, special interest group news with Cole, VK3GTV.
Hello, first up in worldwide special interest groups, it's astronomy and wireless weather. Amateur radio is ready to support solar eclipse operation. The upcoming Monday, the 8th of April 2024 solar eclipse has many excited about the opportunity to witness the darkness of totality. Spectators from across the United States are travelling to the path of total darkness that will stretch from South Texas to Northeast Maine. The eclipse is expected to directly affect parts of 14 US states as it moves across the country. Ham Radio Science Citizen Investigation, or HAMSCI, is leading the Solar Eclipse QSO party, which will also allow amateurs to participate in propagation research by working during the eclipse and submitting their logs. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, CW, ZL3NB Memorial Sprints. The ZL Sprints have been renamed the ZL3NB Memorial Sprints for April in honour of Silent Key Bill Carney, ZL3NB, who was a regular participant in the sprints. Held Tuesday nights at 0800 Zulu, get prepared for 5 rounds of fun and frivolities, and some contesting. The format, 30 minutes of CW, followed by 30 minutes of SSB on 80 metres with an exchange of RST, always 599 or 5NN in CW, and your outside temperature. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Digital. This could be the cat's whisker. CATS is a new communication and telemetry standard intended to surpass the current APRS standard by leveraging modern, super-cheap frequency shift keying transceivers rather than standard FM units. The project is in its early stages, but there is a full open-source software stack and reference hardware for both Raspberry Pi-based gateway devices and an STM32-based mobile device. From a radio perspective, CATS uses raw FSK rather than the inefficient AFSK used by APRS. A real killer for channel utilization is the PTT time. This is the dead time around a packet APRS requires for keying up and keying down. The CAT standard is aggressive with PTT timing, enabling the channel to get going on sending the data sooner. Sounds perfect. Additionally, compared to APRS, The packet baud rate increases from 1,200 to 9,600 baud. One of the neat concepts of APRS is APRS-IS, APRS Internet Service, enabling amateur radio to be connected over the internet, vastly improving range. The cat's equivalent is called FelineNet. And if you're not spotting all the cat references by now, go and get another cup of coffee, or a warm saucer of milk if you prefer, while I continue with Special Interest Group news. Hi, hi. Worldwide Special Interest Group's Final Frontier, SON 82 images received. SON 82 was built by students and faculty in the Aerospace Information Technology program at Würzburg University in Germany and was launched on March the 4th as part of the SpaceX Transporter 10 mission from California. Using Doppler measurements, Nico Janssen, PA0DLO, has identified SON 82 as Object 59112. The telemetry downlink frequency is 437.0254 MHz, just slightly above the published target frequency of 437.025 MHz. Telemetry is in the 9K6 G3RUH GMSK AX.25 using a protocol that may be downloaded from the tiny URL link in this week's text and video versions of WIA National News. The SSTV downlink is at 145.880 MHz FM using the Martin M1 protocol. AO73 back in eclipse mode. AMSAT reports that Funcube AO73 is once again operating in eclipse mode after spending several weeks in safe mode. The satellite was placed in safe mode in late February to give its batteries a rest. China's Human Spaceflight Agency, CMSA, is progressing towards its goal of landing astronauts on the moon before 2030. The spacecraft developed for this purpose has been named Mengzhou, translating to Dream Vessel for Lunar Missions, and Lanyu, meaning Embracing the Moon for Orbital Travel. Dream Vessel has a variant for low Earth orbit carrying 7 astronauts, and a moon version transporting 3 astronauts into lunar orbit. The moon landing plan involves 2 rockets launching Mengzhou and Lanyu, rendezvousing in lunar orbit, with astronauts descending to the lunar surface. A 440-pound crew rover will accompany the lunar lander. Weighing just 1.3 kilograms, a small satellite known as Ectobius was launched on the 4th of March in California aboard a SpaceX Falcon 9 to conduct radar detection of the Earth and also provide amateur radio access. The creators, Careweather and Brigham Young University Spacecraft Club, are calling this the smallest satellite radar system ever in orbit. The university club will be coordinating the sharing of amateur radio activity. AMS will be able to use the CubeSat as a mailbox, digipeater, and telemetering station if they wish to study CubeSat thermals. Worldwide Special Interest Groups IOTA, Kiritimati Island, IOTA OC024, T32EU. T32EU is on air now until March 27 with 3 stations on 160 through to 2 metres using CW, SSB, RTTY and FT8. The T32EU QSL route is via DL2AWG. 745 call signs from around the world are now listed on the newly released honour roll of the Islands on the Air Awards program, now in its 60th year. The annual list is published to recognise top chasers whose verified scores meet or exceed 50% of the total of numbered IOTA groups. Those totals do not include provisional numbers. The top radio operator listed in the honour roll for 2024 is 9A2AA in Croatia, with a score of 1,133. There's an estimated 1,200 designated IOTA Ocean Island groups within the awards program.
This is VK2WI. We're pausing VK1WIA news for network identification. Would manual relay stations please identify? Thank you, relay stations. A bulletin of news compiled by Amateur Radio New South Wales follows this bulletin from VK1WIA. VK2WI News has coverage throughout Southeast Australia and clubs, groups and individuals are invited to contribute content by email to news@arnsw.org.au. This is VK2WI on a range of frequencies and VKE 580 on 5425 kHz. We now return to VK1WIA National News.
Next up, it's Worldwide Special Interest Group's Radio Amateur Young Timers, YOTA, with Alec, VK2MV.
Now, here's a good read, or is this a good listen? Hello from the YOTA desk. I'm Alec, VK2MV, and although not just aimed at youngsters, this is such a good idea, many a VK club should listen and note. We take a visit to the library, in this case, a library in Mississippi, where the community is able to check out books, CDs, and movies, but this time they were checking out amateur radio as well. The hams who belong to the Jackson Amateur Radio Club thought of how to attract new members. They thought what better place to share their knowledge than the local library itself. Members shared their personal narratives that included CW ops, builders, satellite chasers, and experimenters. There were no cloak and dragon mystery stories here. This session, the first in a series, was designed to demystify what amateur radio is all about. The quarterly program is called Get Smart for Saturday morning amateur radio time. The club is also hoping to help at least one library staffer at each branch to get a license and perhaps set up a ham station in the library as well. For VK1WIA National News, I'm Alec, VK2MV in Sydney.
Thanks, Alec. On to Worldwide Special Interest Group's Rescue Radio. ARDC grant bolsters new emergency response network. A recent grant from Amateur Radio Digital Communications is helping a club effort led by an Indiana father and son to develop an emergency response network of clubs that focuses on flexibility. Newsline's Paul Braun, WD9GCO, who is also president of one of those clubs, explains.
Chris Latimer, N9MMR, and his 13-year-old son Tavis, KD9NSC, have been building a new club tied to the fire department in their town and building an emergency communications network tied to another established regional club that meets at a first responder training facility.
Essentially, we'll have two locations, each outfitted with radios for HF, VHF, UHF capabilities. Each location can be turned into an emergency operations center. And then we have all the people through both of the clubs and facilities that are trained to use those radios. The Northwest Indiana Amateur Radio Partnership is a conjunction of the Ogden Dunes Amateur Radio Club and the Porter County Amateur Radio Club coming together to support emergency communication, facilitate public safety communications, and promote the advancement of education and wireless technology through amateur radio.
Paul, WD9GCO from Amateur Radio Newsline and the Porter Country Amateur Radio Club there. And that's the latest Worldwide Special Interest Group news. I'll have more next week. Till then, stay safe. I'm Cole, VK3GTV.
This is VK1WIA. All points of contacts from today's news stories are to be found in print when you read the web editions. www.wia.org.au
2024, it's a date. VK4, Redcliffe and Districts Redfest, April 6. WIA AGM, May 4, 5 in Bundaberg. Also in Bundaberg, Parkfest 4 and 5. And Parkfest, May 4 and 5, is also happening at Dorigo. And VK3, May 11, Moorabbin and Districts Amateur Radio Club's Hamfest, to be held at the Kingston City Hall.
The Moorabbin and District Amateur Radio Club is pleased to announce the 2024 Hamfest will be held on Saturday the 11th of May with doors opening at 10 a.m. This year's event will be held at the Kingston City Hall, located at the corner of Nepean Highway and South Road, Moorabbin. The Moorabbin Radio Club's annual Hamfest is proud to be Victoria's biggest, with displays and sales of new and pre-loved equipment. The event, supported by commercial traders with specials on offer, as well as many second-hand traders, and this is an event not to be missed by anyone interested in radio communications and electronics. As well as many bargains available on the day, there will be major and minor door prizes. Light refreshments will be available. Trader bookings online at www.mdrc.org.au/hamfest. General inquiries can be made by emailing Graham Lewis at vk3gl@wia.org.au or by phoning mobile 0418 171 601. 73, Graham, VK3GL.
Ah, yes. Proudly Victoria's biggest ham fest, a must-see, must-come event. So get there. And make sure you get here, same time next week, for the WIA National News Service. I'm Editor Graham, VK4BB. Walk softly.
Thanks to Graham and the WIA National News team. This is VK2WI News, live from our studios at Dural in Sydney. I'm your announcer for this morning, Al, VK2OK, and in engineering we have Richard, VK2SKY. Weather here is cloudy but fine, outside temperature around 22 degrees Celsius. Rainfall over the VK2WI site over the last week was 4 millimetres, and our transmitter status is all operational. This news bulletin is also streamed live on our website at arnsw.org.au/audio. Silent key. It's with regret that we begin this week with news of a silent key. The Oxy Region Amateur Radio Club have advised of the passing of their friend and fellow club member, John Marriott, VK2JB, formerly VK2CIF, on the 14th of March. John originally came from Tenterfield, but grew up in Sydney, where he attended Asquith Boys High School. John went to attend the Technical College in Taree. Later in life, he moved to North Haven, where he worked in the fire protection industry before retiring. John didn't quite retire, as he and his wife Rose ran a very popular fish and chip shop in North Haven for many years. John joined the Oxy Region Amateur Radio Club in 2004 as an active member. He was a very keen home brewer, and his projects were always of a very high standard. Amongst his favourite projects were QRP HF SSB transceivers, which he enjoyed building and operating. His impressive projects were always a draw card at the homebrew competition at the annual Oxy Region Amateur Radio Club Field Days. A funeral service will be held for John on the 22nd of March. The amateur radio service was represented at the funeral. John will be sadly missed and will always be remembered for his enthusiasm for amateur radio. Please pause with us while we remember John. Valet John Marriott, VK2JB. And this was advised by Henry, VK2ZHE, on behalf of the Oxy Region Amateur Radio Club.
This is VK2WI and relay stations pausing for network identification. Would manual relay stations please identify? Thank you, relay stations. 2010 marked 100 years of organised amateur radio activity in Australia. It was in March 1910 that a meeting held in Sydney evolved into the WIA, the world's oldest national amateur radio society. This is VK2WI on a range of frequencies and VKE 580 on 5425 kHz. Now back to the news.
In the news from Amateur Radio New South Wales for this week, later in the bulletin, we'll have a summary of on-air activities from both Sydney and across New South Wales. We'd welcome any updates from club and groups. Simply email news@arnsw.org.au. Now, we don't need full items, just the details of the activity and contacts. And don't forget, we always welcome reports on the outcome of recent activities as well. General inquiries can be directed to the ARNSW office via email to office@arnsw.org.au or by leaving a phone message on 02944 0123. This morning we welcome listeners on the Echo Link Ham Conference and the Australia and New Zealand Echo Link Network. Callbacks will also be taken after tonight's bulletin. And our thanks go to John, VK3, HJQ, and the Australian and New Zealand Echolink team network for making this relay available. A note for members of Amateur Radio New South Wales planning to attend the 2024 AGM. Due to delays in receiving information from Australia Post for the ballot, the board has decided to move this year's AGM back 2 weeks to Saturday, the 27th of April. This is to make sure that all documents can be processed through the postal system in time and avoid further possible delays close to Easter. Also, look out for the next issue of All Access in your email inbox early this coming week. HF Antenna Part 2. Continuing with our presentation program for 2024, members of Amateur Radio New South Wales are invited to the second part of our HF Antenna presentation. Starts at 10 a.m. sharp, Sunday 28th of April, here at VK2WI Dural. This event will feature presentations of interest for all levels of expertise and a further range of specialist presenters. It's an opportunity to gain insights into portable operation, learn techniques and strategies to enhance your home station, and connect with specialists eager to assist and guide others. The event is catered for, and RSVPs are essential for seating and catering purposes. We are not able to admit walk-ins on the day. Places are limited, so reserve your spot now by emailing events at arnsw.org.au. Include your name, call sign and contact information, such as a mobile phone or something. That's events at arnsw.org.au. And this was advised by Al, VK2OK, the event coordinator for AR New South Wales. Now for the weekly solar and geophysical report. This report takes a brief look at the expected space weather conditions over the next few days, and in particular, events that might affect radio propagation conditions. Our regular weekly solar and geophysical report and solar flux index update can be heard on tonight's VK2WI Evening News. Data in this report is supplied with thanks to the Australian Space Weather Forecasting Centre. Solar activity was at R1 on Friday with a short-duration M4.2 flare, reaching R3 on Saturday morning with an X1.1 flare and a weak solar proton radiation storm, which is likely to reach S1 level. R1 to R2 flare conditions are expected for the next few days. 10-centimetre solar flux should be around 188. There are currently 9 numbered active regions on the visible solar disk, but only one is showing significant activity. A narrow CME was observed following a C-class flare on Friday, which has a slight chance of reaching Earth on the 26th. Geomagnetic conditions in the Australian region were at G1 levels on Saturday, likely to continue into Sunday due to coronal hole effects. A possibility that a CME arrival on the 26th will also cause increased activity. HF propagation saw maximum usable frequencies in the Australian region on Friday near predicted monthly values. Perth and Learmonth MUFs were depressed 15 to 35% during the local day. Spread F was observed during local night hours. Mild fave scintillation was observed at Darwin. A brief fade-out impacting lower HF frequencies was observed at Newey due to the M4 flare. Maximum usable frequencies are expected to be near predicted monthly values to 15% on the weekend and then turning up to 10% depressed from Monday. A T-index around 90 is expected, recovering later in the week, and shortwave fade-outs are possible.
This is VK2WI and relay stations pausing for network identification. Would manual relay stations please identify? Thank you, relay stations. For voice contact with Amateur Radio New South Wales, the office telephone number is 02 9651 1490, which usually goes to the message bank. This is VK2WI and VKE580 on 5425 kHz. Now back to the news.
Western News. Memberships are due for renewal from the 1st of April, but if you join or renew before then, you can score the early bird discount. Email weissen.treasurer at vrarescue.org. This week, Weissen has been providing comp support for a multi-agency navigation exercise in the Chiron Valley area. Hopefully, we'll soon have some pictures to share on social media. Weissen is supporting Dementia Australia's Memory Walk and Jog events throughout 2024. Weissen South Australia is active today in Adelaide, and the next event in New South Wales is at Spears Point on the Central Coast on the 12th of May. The memory walks are great starter events for new or rusty Weissen members as they take only a couple of hours. Weissen also provides the radios for these events, so you don't even need to bring your own gear. Why not give one a go? You'll find a link to the events list in the text edition of this news. To participate in any Weissen event or just find out more about how you can use your amateur radio skills to benefit the community, you can email weissen.ops at vrarescue.org. Weissen Nets take place every Sunday evening using FM voice, DMR, P25 or HF voice depending on the week. All Weissen members and other amateurs are welcome to call in. Tonight, the 6 p.m. net will be on the Chatswood 2-meter FM repeater, 147.150 MHz, with net controller VK2WIC. The 6:30 p.m. net will be on Weissen's Kurrajong VHF DMR repeater, followed at 6:45 p.m. by a net on Weissen's VRA P25 repeater. Weissen New South Wales is a support squad of VRA Rescue New South Wales, specializing in tactical radio communications. In between activations, Weissen supports local community events. These provide practical training for members and help raise the public profile of amateur radio. To find out more, check out the Weissen New South Wales website at nsw.weissen.org.au. That's nsw.weissen.org.au. Weissen is also on Facebook and on X. There you can find photos and information about recent and upcoming Weissen activities. Links are in the text edition of this news. For information about other Weissen groups around Australia, visit the web at weissen.org.au.
Club news. We start this week with news from the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club up at Port Macquarie. The club's April general meeting will be 2 p.m, Saturday, 6th of April. The SES building, Port Macquarie. The April coffee morning is at 10 a.m. on Thursday, the 11th of April, at Brooklyn's Burger Bar, Thrumster. It's our time to plan to attend the club's 48th annual field day. It's at the Warhope Showground Hall, Saturday and Sunday, 8th and 9th of June, during the King's Birthday long weekend. The field day dinner will be at Port Macquarie Golf Club on Saturday night. And don't forget to book accommodation early, as the area is very popular with holiday destinations during the long weekend. It's possible to camp at the Warhope Showground in your tent, caravan or motorhome, and more details are on the Warhope Showground website. The next foundation license training and assessment weekend will be held as soon as sufficient candidates have registered. Candidates for the foundation license and for assessments for all grades of license can register their interest via the contact form on the ORARC website. There's two club nets each week. The midweek net, 7:30 p.m. on Thursday nights, and the weekend net, 9 a.m. Sunday mornings. Both are on the VK2 RPM 2-meter repeater, 146.7 with a 91.5 tone, and on Echo Link is VK2 RPM R. Members or visitors are encouraged to participate in the club nets as often as possible. Now, I'll just go over those nets again. There's two club nets each week. The midweek net, 7:30 p.m. on Thursday nights, and the weekend net, 9 a.m. Sunday mornings. For more information about the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, you can visit their website at orarc.org, and the site contains a wealth of amateur radio items in addition to club information. The January 2024 issue of the club's bi-monthly newsletter, Oxtails, is now online, and past issues are on the website as well. March edition has been delayed but will be published in early April. Clubwood's also on Facebook. You can just search for Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club. This is from Henry VK2ZHE for the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club. Going down to the Central Coast Amateur Radio Club, the club rooms will be closed on Easter Saturday, March the 30th. The next monthly general meeting will be the following Saturday, April the 6th, starting at 1 p.m. And as always, members and visitors are most welcome. Yesterday was the club's regular show and tell with the theme of It Looks the Same, But Is It? At the VK2 RAG Summersby repeater site, the 6-metre repeater D-Star, RadNet DMR, 2-metre Echo Link, 70 centimetre and 23 centimetre are all fully functional. The Weisen UHF MMD VM is still having problems. The Summersby Web SDR is online at websdr.ccarc.org.au and it's configured to listen on 6 metres, 2 metres, 70 centimetres and 23 centimetres. Club's weekly net is on Thursday nights, 8 p.m. It's on the VK2RAG 2-metre repeater, 146.725 with a 91.5 tone. And on the CCARC New South Wales and Ham Echo Link conferences, it's also live video streamed on the club's Facebook page. You can find out more about the Central Coast Amateur Radio Club, including information on upcoming social events and all the details we can't tell you here on the web at ccarc.org.au or you can phone 02-4340-2500 or social media, search Central Coast Amateur Radio Club and remember to like for follow updates. 73 from Alan, VK2MG, Publicity Officer for the Central Coast Amateur Radio Club.
This is VK2WI and relay stations pausing for network identification. Would manual relay stations please identify? Thank you, relay stations. For written contact with Amateur Radio New South Wales, you can email office at arnsw.org.au or mail to PO Box 6044, Dural Delivery Centre, New South Wales 2158. This is VK2WI on a range of frequencies and VKE 580 on 5425 kHz. Now back to the news.
Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club, the next meeting of the club is Friday, 5th of April, at the club rooms, 4 Moore Street, Glenbrook in the Blue Mountains. Doors open, 7 p.m. April's guest speaker will be Russell Bryant, an all-round radio scanner aficionado, who will give us the benefit of his broad experience in the field from simple systems to the modern complex devices seen today. Club rooms are also open twice a month from around 10 a.m. on the morning of the 1st and 3rd Saturdays, unless otherwise noted on the club's Facebook page. Visitors and prospective new members are always welcome, and the club has several weekly nets. We have details in the activities on the air later in this bulletin and a new net time. Sunday nights, 8 p.m. on the 1st and 3rd Sunday of the month. And the net is on the club's 6-metre repeater and on the 70-centimetre repeater on the 2nd and 4th Sunday. The next foundation course of the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club will be on Saturday, 13th of April, and upgrade classes continue on Wednesday nights, both on Zoom and in person at the Glenbrook Club Rooms. The 98% pass rate, the club's course and exam days do fill up quickly, and you can contact the club secretary, Irene, VK2VAN, via email to secretary at bmarc.org. For class updates, to register or for more information. More information about the club can be found on the website at www.bmarc.org. And this was advised by Stephen, VK2TSG, President of the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club. Fisher's Ghost, the next meeting of the club is Wednesday, 27th of March, Block M, Campbelltown School of Performing Arts, Beverly Road, Campbelltown. Meeting starts at 7:30pm and visitors wishing to learn more about the hobby of amateur radio are most welcome to attend. Weekly nets are on Thursday evening, 7:30pm on the club's repeater, VK2RFG. And anyone is welcome to check in. The repeater's got a negative 7 meg input and a 91.5 tone, and it's also on EchoLink. To find out more about the club's activities, you can visit the website at fgarc.org.au and Facebook by searching for VK2FG. And this was advised by Peter, VK2PR, for the Fisher's Ghost Amateur Radio Club. Going to St George, the next gathering of the St George Amateur Radio Society will be on Wednesday, 3rd of April. Society's gatherings are now at the Mortdale RSL. Club's in Macquarie Place, 5-minute walk from the station. Club's got excellent dining facilities and members are encouraged to arrive early to have a bite to eat before the gathering. At the gathering, as well as the business stuff, there will be a presentation by Peter, VK2EMU, on 3D printing and laser cutting for amateur radio. While 3D printing is not new, in the last few years the price of machines has dropped, so they're now affordable for casual hobbyists. Many items useful to radio experimenting can either be printed or laser cut, and examples of various items will be displayed, and open source software for designing 3D prints and laser cuts will be demonstrated. Attendees with items that have 3D printed or laser cut are invited to bring them along. If you or somebody you know is interested in becoming licensed or upgrading their license, the St George Amateur Radio Society's next foundation course and examinations weekend is in late April. Details are on their website. Details about the Society's repeaters, courses, along with other activities, are on the website www.sgars.org. All are invited to the next gathering of the Society, now at the Mortdale RSL Club, 7:30pm, Wednesday, 3rd of April. And this was advised by Peter, VK2EMU, Publicity Officer for the St George Amateur Radio Society.
This is VK2WI and relay stations pausing for network identification. Would manual relay stations please identify? Thank you, relay stations. If you missed anything in this morning's bulletin, tune in tonight at 19:30 to the expanded VK2WI news service on all VK2WI frequencies and automated repeater relays. This is VK2WI on a range of frequencies and VKE580 on 5425 kHz. We now return to the final segment of this morning's news.
I'm Matthew, VK2YAP.
I'm Stuart, VK2BMX.
It's time for your quick trip around the bands with activities on the air.
Daily, Manly Warringah Early Bird Net, 6:30am on or near 3690 kHz lower sideband. If that's too early, the morning net is from 8am on or near 7189 kHz. And Amateur Radio Central West Group, lunchtime net, 1pm on VK2RCW.
On Mondays, there's the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net, 9:30am on 40 metres, 7115 kHz. Listen for VK2ATZ Portable. The Great Lakes Radio Club net is at 7pm on VK2RGL, 147.1 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone, and on EchoLink, VK2RGL-R. Hunter Radio Group, VK2AWX News is at 7:30pm on 146.975 MHz. And the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club DMR net, also at 7:30pm on Brandmeister 50520, hosted by Ben, VK2AFK. The Amateur Radio Central West Group net is at 8pm on VK2RCW. The Lightning Net is at 8 p.m. on 1860 kHz with Net Control Steve, VK2STG. The Haddock Net is at 8 p.m. on VK2RNS, 147.25 MHz. And the Waverley Amateur Radio Society Net, 8 p.m. on VK2RBV, that's 438.1125 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. For other Waverley activities online and on air, check the website.
Tuesdays, National VKDMR Net starts at 8 p.m. on Talk Group 505. Blue Mountains ARC Net from 8 p.m. on 3543 kHz. St. George Amateur Radio Society Digital Net, 8 p.m. on 146.8 MHz. Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 80-metre net at 8:30 p.m. on 3666 kHz.
On Wednesday, the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net is at 9:30 a.m. 7115 kHz. There's also 2-metre nets throughout the week. Check the website for details. The Hunter Radio Group net is at 7:30 p.m. on 146.975 MHz and on EchoLink node 1474. At 8 p.m. there's the Haddock Net, 3608.5 kHz, the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club Net on VK2RBM, 147.05 MHz with a 123 Hz tone, and the Amateur Radio Central West Group Net on 3653 kHz. Then the Armadale and District Amateur Radio Club Net is at 8:30 p.m. on 3633 kHz.
Thursdays, Illawarra Amateur Radio Society Net, 12 p.m. on VK2RMP on 146.850 and VK2RUW on 146.675. Vicious Ghost Amateur Radio Club net at 7:30 p.m. on VK2RFG on 438.65 MHz with a minus 7 MHz offset and a 91.5 Hz tone. Also on EchoLink. Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, 7:30 p.m. on VK2RPM on 146.7 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. St. George Amateur Radio Society, 8 p.m. on VK2RLE on 146.8 MHz. CCARC Weekly Net from 8 p.m. on VK2RAG on 146.725 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. And also on EchoLink.
Fridays, it's Morning Tea with Haddock, 9 a.m. on 7106 kHz. The West Lakes Net, 9:30 a.m, 7115 kHz. And the Amateur Radio Central West Group at 8 p.m, VK2RCW.
Saturdays, West Lakes Stone the Crows Net, 6 a.m. on 3588 kHz. Illawarra Amateur Radio Society, a net at 9:30 a.m. on VK2RMP and VK2RUW. Snowy Mountains Amateur Radio Club net, 7:30 p.m. on Southeast Network, VK2RFS, 146.75 MHz, VK2RSE on 147.375, and VK3RDH on 146.625 and EchoLink. Sundays, Westlakes DMR net from 8 a.m., usually on Talk Group 3802, Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club from 9 a.m. on VK2RPM, Wison New South Wales Nets, 6 p.m. on Chatswood 2 metre or Currajong 70 centimetre repeater, 6:30 p.m. on DMR or HF, and 6:45 p.m. on P25. Check website for details.
Don't forget to get your activities on the air here. Send us through the details of your activity, email us, news@arnsw.org.au, or leave a message on the office phone, 02-944-0123.
A reminder that we're still seeking volunteers to continue regular news bulletins. We have places across a variety of roles, including many functions that can be done remotely. For those who previously expressed a desire to take part but can't make it a dual, here's your opportunity. You can contact the team by email news@arnsw.org.au. Tonight's evening news bulletin, 7:30 p.m. with full local and state news plus technical features. Your announcer will be Peter, VK2 EMU, with Izzy, VK2 CAA, as engineer. Well, that's about all the VK2WI news for this morning. Your announcer's been Al, VK2 OK, and your engineer's been Richard, VK2 SKY. Callbacks will be taken shortly. If you can call back to the relay station that provided the broadcast to you on VK2RDX at Mount Bindo. Callbacks will be taken with thanks to the St George Amateur Radio Society on VK2RNC Newcastle. Paul, VK2APA, is standing by. And on the Central Coast, Steve, VK2SKC, will be taking callbacks on both 6 and 2 metre repeaters at VK2RAG. Here at VK2WI, we'll listen for callbacks for those who took the broadcast directly in the studio. I'll start with 20, then 80, 30, and then 40. In engineering, Richard will take callbacks on 160, VHF, UHF, and he'll advise the order. All the best from the broadcast team here at VK2WI. Stay safe, and thank you for listening. And I'll give you a thought of the day. A good scare is often worth more than good advice.